Russia has offered to provide Iran with nuclear fuel if the nation suspends its enrichment program. Iran says it needs the fuel to generate electricity, but the United States and the European Union fear Iran wants to develop nuclear weapons. Last week, after the International Atomic Energy Agency voted to refer Iran to the Security Council, Tehran announced it would resume its nuclear enrichment program. The agency is to deliver its report on the latest developments in Iran to the Security Council March 6th. Mr. Annan says he will work with member states to find a solution to the crisis, but he appears to favor negotiations over the threat of Security Council action.
What is important is that both sides have said negotiations are not dead, negotiations are not over, and they are prepared to talk. And I would urge them to continue. In the meantime, it will be important that no steps are taken that will escalate the already tense situation. And I hope Iran will continue to freeze its activities the way they are now to allow talks to go forward, to allow them to pursue the Russian offer, and to allow the negotiations with the European three and the Russians to come back to the table.
China and Russia are also pushing to defuse the impasse through negotiations. Russia's UN ambassador, Andrei Denisov, says strong measures such as Security Council-imposed sanctions will not yield a peaceful and workable solution.
Our preference is engagement, not pressure, but engagement. Of course, to make that engagement effective and workable, we need some clear and acceptable by majority of players, clear framework. Such framework is non-proliferation, restart of negotiations, moratorium on all enrichment activities, and of course, disclosure in a proper way in compliance with International Atomic Energy Agency procedures and criteria, the disclosure of all undeclared activities in a proper way and in a proper form.
Denisov says he expects the Russian proposal on the enrichment of uranium for Iran's nuclear power station to be a key element of talks with high-level Iranians in Moscow next week. Barbara Schatzow, VOA News, New York.